Boston and WRNI Providence. I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. With productivity at a 20-year high, surging factory output, and sizzling third-quarter economic growth, the U.S. economy is on the rebound. But the recovery won't be spread evenly across the country, and state governments know it. They're competing for the cream of the crop, for the talented young workers who will drive a new wave of business and industry. They are young, highly educated, tech-savvy, and they're looking for a cool place to call home. Tonight on Point, the Great American Cool Competition, cities and states striving to be hip to attract a cutting-edge workforce and economic growth. We begin tonight in Lansing, Michigan, where 44-year-old Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm has labeled the quest for cool an economic imperative. The governor has made Michigan the first state to officially create a Cool Cities campaign, asking the mayors of more than 200 cities to find ways to make Michigan more attractive to the cream of the young workforce. I asked Governor Granholm why being cool is important for Michigan or any state.
Well, first of all, being cool, and you know, this is just it's a nice concept, but the reality is it's got its base in our economy. We need to make sure that Michigan has the cities to attract that workforce between the ages of 25 and 34. If we're going to grow our economy, we don't want to lose those folks. Why aren't people coming to Detroit as opposed to Chicago or Boston or San Francisco? That's what we want to create, is that sort of dynamism, that kind of magnetism to make us a magnet state. And just because we're cold in Michigan, cold is cool too.
So it's more than cold you're trying to project here, though. What is it exactly? You've sat down and thought about this.
Well, in fact, a lot of this came from Richard Florida, who wrote a book called The Creative Class, which did a survey basically of all of these states to determine who was cool and who wasn't, or who was attracting that creative class. And when he talks about that, he's talking about the technology worker, the immigrant, the gay community. There's a whole array of people who create cool in our urban centers, and that group, that cluster, is what we want to attract. So he looked at the three T's, he called them, technology, talent, and tolerance. And on that Richter scale, we want to move our numbers up so that we can attract young people. Obviously, we want to keep the older set, too. I certainly don't fall in that age bracket, but I certainly want my kids to stay here, to think this is a cool place to be, not just retaining, but attracting people.
So it's more than just cool music in the air or a cool cultural scene, artistic arts scene. It's tolerance, it's technology. That's an important piece of it.
Well, clearly a wired community is very cool. You want people to live in lofts and socialize in cyber cafes, and you want to have walkable communities where people can walk to work or bike to work. When I think of what a cool community is, I think of places like San Francisco or places where they've widened the sidewalks so that you could have outdoor cafes, where music is piped in, where there's a whole array of peoples. It's a great people-watching area. You've got a blend of architecture. You've got music, bookstores, cafes, Starbucks, yes. You've got Borders, yes. But you also have a blend of peoples. And all of that is very interesting and intriguing. But for us, in order to determine what is cool, we got to go right to the source. And so we have, in fact, created cool commissions, prime ministers of cool around our state, in order to get people thinking in all of our cities about what it would be to create cool in Michigan. We've created a movement here. It's been pretty exciting. We sent letters to mayors in 274 cities across our state asking them to create their own cool city advisory groups. We've got a sort of executive advisory group that is advising me, and then I'm going to take it to all of the universities too and have, I don't know if a town hall meeting is cool. I got to think of a new word for it, but we got to have interaction with young people and ask them, what would it take for you to stay? What would it take for you to create cool in this community?
Some of the coolest spots in America we can think of, Soho kind of defines New York cool anyway, were not necessarily created by any government intervention. Can government intervention dictate, support, whatever you want to call it, can it create cool?
Government intervention is definitely uncool, don't you think?
Well, I think so.
Yes, bureaucracy is uncool. But at least we can get the conversation going and get people to think about what they would create in their communities. This isn't about government telling these local communities what to do. It's about them tapping into the creative juices of their local communities and their young people to say, what is it that we should be doing to sort of empower them to become, as Gandhi would say, the change that they would like to see in the world?
So what kinds of ideas are coming up to from your cool commissions?
Very clearly, people think that it is important to be tolerant, and they do think technology is very important, but it really depends on the area. Like in Detroit, for example, Detroit has a great and very rich music history. So music and the opportunity for music is very important to those who are advising us from Detroit. Clearly, diversity is important. Clearly, the ability to accept and invite people of different lifestyles with different dress, different sexual orientation, different professions. The artist community, creating artist colonies is very important, but also attracting those kind of hot jobs that create cool cities, like technology-based jobs that young people would be excited about taking on. It's important to cluster. It's important to make sure you provide incentives for housing, a mixture of housing, and it's great to have aesthetics as well. Aesthetics are very important to making sure that people feel like they're in a cool place. But, you know, 24/7 places, dynamic places, energized downtowns, they offer a sense of place and historic preservation, meeting the new world.
And the difference between this and traditional economic development, when you have to communicate it to those 274 mayors, how do you put it in a nutshell?
Well, I tell those mayors, first of all, that just being a mayor is by definition being uncool, and you cannot have your cool advisory panels consisting solely of politicians, because that will just knock you right out of the box. But the people you must have and listen to are those that are hip, that are in the groove. You know who those people are in your communities, who are the creative ones. And then if you combine those policymakers who will honestly listen to the young set, the dynamic set, they are the ones that can decide how they want to provide those incentives.
Mm-hmm. And if and when this all comes together, then draw the line from establishing this kind of cool culture, cool communities, to that economic vibrancy you want. How does it flow through from one to the other?
Well, if we don't retain this workforce of 25 to 34-year-olds, then we have lost that generation of workers. And as Carly Fiorini, who's president of Hewlett-Packard, says, you can keep all the tax incentives you want, but if you don't give me a skilled workforce, I'm not going to locate.
And you've been losing them, right?
And not just that, but that we attract. We want to be the magnet. You know, we've got wonderful communities like Ann Arbor, which has the University of Michigan. We have a huge university population across the state. We have 15 state universities and 29 community colleges, a whole slew of private colleges. But we want to make sure that particularly around universities where we know that there's that young population, we can create that sort of dynamism. And we don't want to lose them. We don't want to have a brain drain.
And you're not saying what industry it's going to be. You're simply saying if they stick around, we're confident they'll create economic activity.
What we want to do really is to foster a sense of entrepreneurship. We want to get that innovation that the younger set has. You know, often in industrial states, like in Michigan, the workforce here has been reliant upon a big employer. In Michigan, for example, Ford Motor Company, of course, was founded, and people would say, I work at Ford's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the parent company. Right, exactly, and they're used to being taken care of. Well, in the 21st century, we've got to create an entrepreneurial environment where people recognize that they are their own business. They are themselves the opportunity for economic development. So we want to create an environment for entrepreneurship, for technology, technologies related to engineering and homeland security. Those kinds of industries are all natural home here. And so we have to shift people's paradigm about what it is to live in a state like Michigan.
Did you ever think, Governor Granholm, that you grew up to be governor and one of your primary planks would be coolness?
No, who would have thought? And really, as my kids would say, I am really not cool at all. But, you know, as somebody who knows it when she sees it, but is nowhere near being it, I've got to consult with those who know best. And perhaps my kids are the first people to consult with.
That's great. Good luck to you there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for joining us.
You bet.
Governor Jennifer Granholm spoke with me from Lansing, Michigan, where her statewide Cool Cities campaign is a national first.